Metal struts are being hammered together and sparks are flying from the welding torch. It's all Sidney Charles Ducote ever wanted. The 17-year-old from Hesmer has been learning how to become a welder in his classes at the Louisiana School for the Agricultural Sciences. Ducote is good enough that he's already got a job lined up with Turner Industries once he graduates next year.
Turner sponsors our welding night class, and I've been coming here for 3 years as far as the night class. And we done talked about and made plans on a job out of high school.
Turner Industries training manager Ray Neck says Ducote is just what the industrial construction business is seeking in an employee.
The ones that have a vision and see that they want to do that type of thing with their career, we can grab them early.
Ducote is working toward a career diploma, the path designed for students who could not pass one part of the eighth grade LEAP test, either English or math. It's a way they can still move on to high school and earn a diploma. State Representative Jim Fannin of Jonesboro, a former high school agriculture teacher, authored the 2009 bill creating this alternative to the usual college prep diploma.
When I started teaching in 1974, we had about a 35% dropout. 35 years later, we still have a 35% dropout, and I was trying to make some effort to educate those that may not feel like that a four-year degree was for them.
Only 86 career diplomas were awarded in 2012. This year, there were just 171 career diplomas earned out of more than 43,000 total Louisiana high school graduates. Fannin says he's very disappointed for the students that the State Department of Education has not been more supportive of the career diploma path.
We had resistance because we heard that it was watered down education. And consequently, the department has not, in my mind, used that to do the things that I had hoped it would do as far as our dropouts.
Career diploma students can take business math instead of the geometry and trigonometry required for college-bound students. Yet those higher-level maths are part of what's tested on the ACT, the college entrance exam now required to be taken by every Louisiana high school student. Kaplan High School teacher Debbie Moe tells the House Education Committee this testing requirement is sending the wrong message.
Basically, I feel as though I've lied to them. We have been telling them, if you're not going to college, you don't have to take the ACT. They chose a different diploma route, and now they're being forced to take a test that does not reflect that route that they took. And right now, I think they feel as though their state is dumping on them.
Louisiana is one of just 10 states mandating all high school students take the ACT. Chaz Romer is president of the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. Romer is also a real estate developer and says he doesn't see why requiring every student to take the ACT is problematic.
The skills that are required of my employees are the same skills that are required of an incoming freshman in a four-year college. So an ACT has relevance not only for a student who's going to college, but for a student who's choosing a career.
Ray Neck with Turner disagrees.
That's not necessarily what we're looking for. We're looking for work ethic. It's an attitude that I'm not ashamed to work in industrial construction. Passing the ACT does not tell me that they have that attitude or that they want to work.
Representative Fannin says while state education officials have assured him more emphasis on the career diploma path will be forthcoming, he still got the legislature to urge the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education to change the testing rules. Bessie has until January 2014 to report back to the legislature on whether it's feasible to offer the ACT's Work Keys career aptitude test to career diploma students, instead of requiring them to take the college entrance exam. In Baton Rouge, I'm Sue Lincoln reporting.